So. Must say. So, anyways, yeah, Threesome at Three is the band live, and
should I take it out?
You should take it. So, Christopher,
all right, you got Threesome for Threesome at Three is brought to you by Kellogg's.
What?
On 91.5 WMFO, home of the giddy up, yes. Medford, Mass.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at you. You're looking at me.
I thought you were taking it away.
Oh, yeah. I just said W915 WMFO.
Oh, my.
What are we doing?
I don't know. We are certainly not on the same page.
Am I playing or are you playing?
You.
Oh, I am? I have nothing.
That's why I said, are you ready?
Oh, never mind. I got it.
Never mind.
I got it. I got it right here.
I apologize for that, folks. Little technical difficulties.
I got Lakini's juice ready to go.
All right. I'll start.
Oh, okay.
All right, how's it? We'll be right back, kids.
For God, and to fear the flame, and to burn the crowd that has a name. And to right or wrong, and to meek or strong, it is known to scream from the wall. I will, I want, I will, I talk, I know, I'm an early boy. Now we won't be raised. Hey, now we won't be scarred like that. Hey, now we won't be raised. We'll be right back.
into your rose garden of trust, and I was swept away with nothing left to say. Some helpless fool, yeah, I was lost in a swoon of peace. You're all I need to find. So when the time is right, come to me sweetly, come to me.
Kids, that was Dolphins Cry by Alive. That was our threesome at three, and before that was my favorite live song, Lucchini's Juice, and my second favorite live song, Selling the Drama, because I believe a lot of people need to sell their drama.
Yeah, they can't give it away. No. How can they mind sell it?
Welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 3:14 in the afternoon. Here in the beautiful continent of Medford, Mass. It's still 81 degrees. And it's me and the funny man, DJ Pauly B. And the funny man, DJ Christ, Christopher whatever else name yeah. we have a lot of names. He has a lot of aliases. That's what it is.
Yeah, but two of us are just here together giving each other papalados and memelets.
Let's not go there.
Hey.
All right. Anyways, that was your threesome at three, as I said. And do you want to do funny news now, or do you want?
I
can play a song and let you get situated.
Or
you could play a couple, and then we could come back, play a song, and come back. What's up?
Whatever you want to do. I'll tell you what. Let me play a little more rock and or roll.
All right. I will play one more song. Let you get your. Ducks in a row, as they say.
I don't have any ducks.
Wow, I have a lot of them. Yeah. They're running around the yard like ducks. I probably shouldn't have put that pond in the backyard. That's probably, you know, that's what's attracting them.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. I just paint them, spray paint them, so I know which one is which.
Well, why don't you just, like, leave them as they are, and then you know which one is which?
That's no fun.
Where's the sport in that, chump?
That's right. All right. Let's see. We want to hear something upbeat, downbeat, middle beat.
I say let's go upbeat.
We'll go upbeat, huh?
Yes.
All right. I don't think I have anything upbeat.
Maybe I do.
I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding. All right. We'll play this, and then we'll be back. Chris, would you take us out?
I sure can. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. We are here on the content.
Content? It's continent.
Well, we're content on the continent.
Well,
of Medford.
We're content with our content on the continent.
Yes. Our content is contentual.
We're triple C's.
Yes. Oy, I like to see those.
Yes. Yeah, triple C's. It means you have three boobs. All right, kids, we'll be right back. All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the show.
And now they're out, the Ramones.
Yes. Blitzkrieg Bop. I can't even say it. Never mind sing it.
Blitzkrieg Bop. Now, you know, now that you got it in my head saying it, I'm like, I can't say it either.
It's like a mantra.
Hey. Oh.
Blitzkrieg Rock Bop. I always want to say rock.
Bop. Bop.
All right.
You say Blitzkrieg and I say bop, so maybe we'll just... Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3:19 in the afternoon on this fourth day of August. By the way, real quick, it is National Coast Guard Day, which is great. Okay, but it is also National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh,
which I can embrace.
Yes,
absolutely, absolutely can embrace. So get some chocolate chip cookies because I know I'm going to. There's no doubt in my mind.
We got a ring a ding, Pauly B. I see the light. Probably somebody trying to sue us
that wants some chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
yes,
some chocolate chip papalatos and memelettes.
WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear. Hello?
Pauly B.
Yes, sir.
It's Ro.
Hey, Ro from SoCal.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, it's baseball season.
Oh, really? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed, huh?
We were only three quarters of the way into it. So what's up?
Well, you know, usually right now is when you and I text and we make these promises about, you know, me coming
getting together. I know, because my team's in first.
Mine too.
So is mine.
So is yours. That's right.
Oh, you're a Dodger guy?
Yes, he is.
I'm a Dodger guy.
They are running. I was going to say, what are you, a Padres fan, which would probably never happen.
No. But he's a Chargers fan, which is odd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm a Raiders fan. Come on, I'm brown skinned.
Okay, I thought you. Oh, we were gonna go see when I was out there. The Bills play the Chargers. That's what it was. That's why I thought you were a Chargers fan for some reason.
Yeah, but anything to see the Bills.
Absolutely.
I still don't understand how you're a Bills fan.
Well, I don't know.
He was.
I hate to say it. I was an OJ fan.
It was the mustache of the great lineman. Ted Smirlis.
Smirlis.
He was put in a trance by that stash.
No, I loved Jim Kelly. He was awesome. Anyways, how you doing, brother?
Oh, you know, I was just heading to lunch, and I just popped on the Facebook, and I saw that the Giddy Up was on. So I
absolutely.
I thought I'd call in, check in, see how my favorite Bostonians are doing.
That's right, man. So I'm glad you checked in. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's baseball season. I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances here?
Well, we have to make a pact definitely this year. If it's the Red Sox and the Dodgers, we have to definitely hook up for at least one game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen you in... Yes. Absolutely. We have to.
You know, I drove by the old parking lot, the old Chester's parking lot.
Oh, really?
A few weeks ago. It's gone.
What do you mean?
It's gone.
The whole building?
Like they literally took a wrecking ball to that entire site. The omelet parlor, the nails place—it's just all asphalt.
Wow, I wonder if they let people in to take what they wanted out of there. You know, I wanted that buffalo that was the buffalo head that was on the wall. No, actually, it was a full buffalo. It was.
Well, I wanted. Wasn't there a kangaroo with boxing gloves and a jump strap?
Yes, sir.
What the hell kind of place was this? You guys were working.
It was
at
the most bizarre place you ever walked into. It really was.
So.
It was like walking into a fun house that served alcohol.
So what did they do? Did you? What was your job? Dropping LSD in people's drinks?
That was mine. Yeah.
My job was beating up people, taking money to get them up in the line, and then dropping LSD.
Hey, Ro, it's Chris. Real quick here, back to baseball. Do you know what... Out here in Boston with the sports writers nicknamed Adrian Gonzalez?
No, what?
The Cooler. Because you know it, he'll cup your team's hot, boom, he'll cool them off. So the joke is that out here that our writer Dan Shaughnessy said that the reason that they transferred Gonzalez to the 60-day DL out in Dodgerland was because they didn't want to get the Cooler back on the field.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, it is very difficult to, you know, to consider bringing him in, right? I mean, as a fan who, you know, who wants to see his team in the World Series again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you want to inject him back in the lineup and affect the chemistry that they have now?
I wouldn't touch anything.
Agreed.
They're the hottest team in baseball. They already have, 75 wins?
Yeah, right? They're 70-odd wins. But they're playing almost 700 baseball, I think.
Jesus.
Yeah, but then again, then you have the management side. Then, hey, we're paying this guy millions and millions of dollars, to just write the fine.
Well, what are you going to do?
You
can't, just because you're paying him, you can't play him if he's not going to produce. If he's going to, it's like throwing a monkey wrench into the lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're going to let Dave Roberts do it, what he's been doing all season, so I don't think you'll see a lot of interference from ownership.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I don't want to sound like a homer, but Magic Johnson's
too late.
There. He wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Magic Johnson's there. He wants to win. I don't know how much say he has, with the lineup and personnel. But I think if he did actually have a say, that he would say, "Yeah, well, why ruin a good thing? You're right. We're playing 700 balls.
Exactly.
We're in control of our own destiny here, and it's basically just go out and play baseball every day. Why do you want to just kind of mess with that?
Just because you're paying him more than the guy that's taking his position for right now, just because he was hurt, doesn't mean. I mean, obviously they're doing better without him, so." Suck it up, I guess. You know what I mean? As far as the salary.
What happened to that Hanley homer the other night? Did they call that an out?
Yeah, it was an out.
They called it a home run.
Yeah, he was out.
They called it an out.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I agree. I absolutely agree. So.
You see guys on SportsCenter all the time. You see them snatch the ball, and it's over the wall, But I mean, the outfielder ended up, in home run territory.
It's fine. You can do that as long as you left your feet and failed to play.
But he didn't leave his feet and fail to play when he caught the ball. They were in the air.
You can do that.
No, I don't agree with that. You're out of bounds. It's just like a receiver catching the ball out of bounds.
If he jumped over the bullpen fence, waited there, and grabbed the ball, no, it's totally legal. You see guys doing that all the time.
It's legal only in baseball.
Yeah.
Only in baseball.
Yeah. If he was out of bounds, which meant he would have jumped on top of the bullpen wall, sat there and waited for the ball. You can't do that. But he leapt from the field to play.
I understand. I'm just saying it's just only in baseball you can do that.
Yeah.
A wide receiver couldn't do that in football.
Yeah. No, I mean, it makes sense.
You can leap in the air inbounds, mm-hmm. catch the ball and land in out of bounds, and it's not a catch.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
That's what he did. He jumped inbounds.
Basketball, you can do that too. In theory, you can be on the court, jump out of bounds, catch the ball, and throw it back inbounds.
As long as your feet don't land.
Your feet don't touch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
So there you go. All your listeners heard it. We have a pact. If the Red Sox and the Dodgers go to the World Series, one of us will travel.
We'll make the trek. Across country to see. Okay, it's a plan.
We'll plaster our faces all over the Giddy Up Facebook page.
Oh yeah, I will join you. I will be there.
Sounds
for
good.
Yeah,
I will definitely be there.
And if the Dodgers are in the World Series and we aren't, of course, I will root for the Dodgers.
Well, who was it? Kirkjian was saying that the Yankees have the best shot now that they have Sonny Gray.
That was a huge pick. We'll see. We'll see.
Aaron Judge is not going to homer the Yankees into the World Series.
No, he's not. Definitely not.
Their bats haven't been working lately either. So I don't know.
How about this?
And what happened to Judge after the home run contest? What happened to Judge?
He went from Aaron Judge to Judge Judy, I tell you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You heard that here first.
Yeah, he's almost pedestrian now.
All right, Ro. Well, thank you for calling my brother.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Pleasure.
And we'll talk very soon, okay, bro?
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, man. You too. Miss you. Give my family all my love, okay? Love you, family.
Oh, will do.
All right, pal.
Love you, man. See you at the ballpark.
I love you, too.
Bye.
All right. Yes.
That was a nice call.
My best friend from Cali.
That was
still in touch. You know, he's greatest guy ever.
Greatest guy ever.
Seriously. Okay, so we got to get some news now. It's almost 3:30, so we might as well.
I don't think you need to give me any introductory music, but breaking news. So we teased this earlier during the shout-outs that a big star from the 70s has been charged with giving a papalotto and or memelets.
Uh-oh.
And who is that star? Dukes of Hazzard star.
Oh.
Tom Lopez charged with sticking finger in woman's butt crack. So the regular news will tell you there was some sort of incident. He was arrested. At the Giddy Up, we tell you it was butt crack related.
What?
Yes.
Oops.
So Tom Lopez allegedly grabbed a woman. His butt and put his finger between her butt
never
cheeks.
No they were never meaning no harm.
That beats all you ever saw, huh? And that's why he was arrested for felony indecent assault. According to the police report, Will Pat was rehearsing his show, 42nd Street. Paulie, where do you think they're performing this great play? You think it's at the Schubert or the Wilbur or one of the big downtown places?
I have no idea.
Well, it's at the Regal Theater in, yes, the bastion of Broadway itself, Waltham, Mass.
It's an off Broadway. Off.
It's Moody Street. It's so
it is
off
Moody
Broadway.
Street. You're right. Wow.
Yeah. So if you had, so this happened on July 23rd when a woman claimed on the set that he walked behind her, and she felt his hand grab her butt. She also says she felt his fingers go between her butt cheeks.
What is up with Luke Duke?
Or she was wearing them Daisy Dukes and he just had a flashback. So the woman complained to one of the honchos about the incident, and Walt Pat was confronted. According to a police report, he denied touching the woman and said, F, you can fill in the blanks, F them all.
Wow.
So, Paul, you think that's enough to get the old Luke Duke in trouble?
I would have. It depends, you know.
But DJ-ist, Paulie-ist, B-ist, there is Morius.
Why? Yeah. Why would anybody say that if it wasn't happening?
Well,
it's not like he's loaded and she's going to get anything from him.
She's going to get his mustache. Where,
is there Dukes of Hazzard money still there? What is he going to get,
you get that
some then. Boss hog money? boss hog.
Money.
Yeah.
So there are two other incidents mentioned in the police report, both occurring during rehearsals. In one case, a woman says,
jeez,
he came up from behind her, wrapped his arms around her hip and lower waist, pulling her into him. In another instance, Paulie, this is downright bizarre. In this next instance, the woman says he peeled sunburned skin off her arm.
What?
That's
odd.
Breaking news. Tom Wopat has peeled sunburned skin off a woman's arm.
You know what that's called?
What's that?
A Roscoe P. Coltrane. Yeah, that is cool.
Oh, man. Well, Pat was arrested Wednesday. He told police at the station he did not inappropriately touch anyone. But he did recall a time he was seated, and when the women walked by him, and he lightly touched her hip, and he said to her, "I like the way you work."
What? Yeah, this is what he did. What happened?
I don't.
Oh, here it is.
You'll be coming by here just any moment now. I can feel it in my bones. I just can't wait to get.
We have live recording of the arrest as it happened. Roscoe P. Coltrane did put Wopat in custody. Wopat told Roscoe P. Coltrane he flirts and likes to be friendly, but never did anything untoward. Now, for the drug charges, we're not done. Paul,
drug?
We're not done.
Oh.
He's an ass-grabbing cocaine fiend. Yes, Roscoe P. Coltrane said when they booked Wopat, they found a plastic bag containing what they believed was cocaine in his front pocket, along with a blue straw. Enos, Deputy Enos, said...
How old is he?
Has to be late 60s.
Sure.
Yeah, so that was almost 40 years ago. It was the Dukes of Hazzard. Well, yeah, mid-60s.
I guess that was the drug of choice. Well, in the 80s, that was the biggest drug of choice, yeah. Right? So I guess he just hasn't grown up yet.
No.
He hasn't graduated to heroin.
And we're all wishing he will very soon. So police also say they searched Wopat's vehicle, found baggies inside, also which contained what they believed is cocaine. The police also reported one of the honchos in the show reprimanded Wopat for showing up to rehearsals under the influence. Tom Wopat was arraigned Thursday, pled not guilty to felony indecent assault and battery, as well as misdemeanor drug charges.
Okay.
Bailing him out was Cooter. Cooter the mechanic.
Really?
Bailed him out. I don't know. I just pulled a Pauly B. What do you do to me? And I'm like, really? And you're like, yeah, no. From the beaches of beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida. Sugar daddy seeking a sugar baby banned from Florida Beach.
What does that mean?
What's that mean is a 73-year-old man is banned from a Florida beach after a parent complained that he was handing out business cards that read, Sugar Daddy Seeking His Sugar Baby. Volusia County Beach Safety Captain Tammy Maris says officials are making Richard Basaraba, what you get, you got a beta Basaraba, stay off the beach and off walkover 6 months for violating an ordinance that prohibits... soliciting on the beach. Mr. Basaraba tells the Daytona Beach News Journal he's devastated by what he considers an overreaction. A 16-year-old girl told officials he handed her 18-year-old friend a card Saturday that featured a picture of a young woman sitting on an older man's lap. It also included an email address. Mr. Basaraba says he threw out the business cards and deleted the email account and a Facebook account where he posted pictures of women in bikinis. And, Pauly, if you want to see what that card looked like, this is what he was handing out.
All right. It's Sugar Daddy's little girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have music for this one, but just if you were wondering, I know, Pauly, you were... You questioned this years ago when you heard the Outback slogan was from Down Under, but how down under did it go?
What?
Yes. Is the Outback, is it a satanic cult?
Oh, right. The Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know.
From Down Under. So people have worshipped the Church of the Blooming Onion for nearly three decades, but Outback Steakhouse promises it isn't practicing witchcraft. Of course, only a satanic person will tell you don't believe this. The Australian-themed casual dining chain defended itself against a series of memes suggesting the restaurant is actually a front for a satanic cult. Mm. When a Twitter user, Eat My Aesthetics, on Thursday posted a set of map images connecting multiple Outback locations in the shape of a pentagram, the internet went wild. Conspiracy theorists believe it illustrates satanic going-ons behind the doors of the steakhouse. If you don't get a little...
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been a fan of the Outback?
No.
I don't mind it, but...
No, but...
I've only been there a couple of times. I don't know.
The only thing is, when I went to go sign my credit card receipt, they asked me to do it in blood.
Oh, well, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, and when for tip it says soul, I don't know.
Soul, yes.
Yeah.
So they thought you were James Brown.
B-B-B. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, soul. Those are the payment methods.
Do you have a soul card?
No. I just have a soul that they probably want you to take.
Oh, they just run the run it across your chest.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Would you like a blooming onion with that? Sure.
Why not?
Outback Steakhouse shrewdly responded to the controversy, trolling the trolls with an image of its blooming onion hovering over headquartered city Tampa and circled by half dozen restaurant franchises.
Come on, they could have done that with it. They do that with the DC, where they do the monuments or whatever. Now they're doing it with Outback. They did that. There was a story I seen years ago about DC, how it has the pentagram. You know.
Well, yeah. Well, supposedly because it was the Freemasons. Yeah.
But that, just because it's in the shape of a pentagram doesn't mean it's satanic.
No, it means they just love Motley freaking crew, bro.
Or yeah. Okay.
Live while you're alive.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, and of course you know I love a good airplane story because I have a billion of them.
There, I'm sure. Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, there's nothing worse than airplane stories. Oh,
we don't like
travel stories. So,
when they're a nightmare, you know. Sometimes you have a nice flight, you know, cocktails, nap, you know, movie, whatever.
No,
but not when it's 9 hours long.
Oh yeah. Well, I think I have that beat.
Yeah,
I'll tell you after the story. So Air Transit Flight 157 from Brussels was diverted to Ottawa due to thunderstorms.
Yeah.
The plane sat on the tarmac for 6 hours while passengers said that their air conditioning and lights were shut off. Passengers called the treatment inhumane. If you fly regularly, you probably have at least one story, particularly a grueling flight delay. But the story of these passengers likely has yours beat, unless you're me, because I think I have this beat.
I don't know. You've ever spent more than 15 hours on a plane?
Oh, yes. Wow. I did almost the same thing. So I had a flight that went from...
All right, we'll do the story first.
Air Transit Flight 157 from Brussels was scheduled to arrive in Montreal at 3:15, but was diverted to Ottawa due to T-storms, according to CBC News. That's the Canadian A Broadcasting Corp. After 8 hours of flying, the plane landed at the Ottawa airport just after 5 p.m., It sat on the tarmac for 6 hours, multiple outlets said the passengers... That's how multiple outlets reported.
Well, what do you think? Of course they're going to get a little, antsy and unruly.
Oh, yeah.
What was the reasoning for sitting on the tarmac for 6 hours? They don't say?
Pilots were drunk.
I actually have some live audio... Well, it's not live, but I have some audio...
Taking aside the craft?
Yes, sir.
Oh, please.
I really do.
Would you like to roll it?
I'm going to play it, just so you know.
Okay.
And this might be disturbing for a lot of people, so just a warning.
Okay.
You know, you might want to turn down your radios for a couple minutes before I play this, because it's very, you know.
Is it graphic?
It's very graphic. All right.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain, Glenn Quagmire. We're looking about a 4.5 hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. The temperature in Atlanta is 64 degrees. The flight's going to be a little longer than we've expected. We've got some very strong headwinds. Giggity. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Yeah, that was very disturbing.
Yeah, so basically...
Why do pilots do that? In between?
I've had pilots go... I had pilots have meltdowns on the air. One of my favorite one was, like I told you last week, when I had that incident there, and the pilot goes, I can't even see how many freaking planes are ahead of us. I don't know. Maybe we're a half hour, 45 minutes. Click.
No, sir.
Yep.
How do you... Wow.
And another one was on a Friday, and I was leaving from Charlotte, and the captain goes on, usual Friday congestion. You know who it is? It's those freaking discount carriers. They clog up the airways. And you know what? You're not getting any benefit. Do they have a flyer program like we do here at US Air? No, they don't. They're just clogging up the airways, and they're making air traffic worse for you. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're like the mailmen of the air.
Yeah, they really are.
They just snap.
Yeah. I've had a few. One of my favorites was I was flying to Charlotte. Charlotte's one of the worst airports to go to during the summer. And so I was going from Boston to Charlotte, North Carolina. And because of thunderstorms, the plane was eventually canceled. And we're sitting on a plane that had not been turned on all day for about 2.5 hours on the ground at Logan. It had to be 100 degrees in there, and we were dying. And they're saying, don't open the windows. And like, well, we can't put the air conditioning on yet because it's only going to blow out hot air. It's only going to make the plane hotter. We waited on the tarmac once again. Why? We don't know. So what ended up happening, they eventually canceled the flight. And then I go, well, where's my checked bag? And the woman's like, I don't know. It's made some sort of comment. And I said, well, here's what I'm thinking. That you've had planes canceled before. And check bags have to come back somewhere. Where will it be? And then when I asked them to refund my $15 for the check bag fee, it was a whole ordeal. And I was like, it's not like you've never canceled a flight before. I go, I mean, what do? Do you just fly the planes around, around, around until me and my luggage are gleefully reunited in a warm embrace? It's horrible, the air traveling experience. So, you know what? To you folks who called 911, suck it up. This is what happens when you choose to fly.
Not for 15 hours, man. I would have jumped out the window.
Yeah, I did. They were 9 in the air and 6 on the ground. So I did something close to that. I did 13 in the air and about 4.5 hours on the ground. I was grounded in Philadelphia. And supposedly, there's a bill of rights for the passengers. But, you know, they ignore it. They say, well, we can't. If we do that, you deplane, and then we're going to lose our place, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, the thing to do there is, honestly, is to...
Drink?
Yes. Offer drinks.
Okay, first of all...
So everybody is a little buzzed, and then guess what? You won't have as many complaints.
And they yell at you, get in your seat. I got to go to the bathroom. Get in your seat. We're taking off any minute. Now, one of the things that I think they should do at a minimum... is that they should give you free Wi-Fi for the remainder of the flight. That's what I think. Because instead of having to pay, a gazillion dollars for
no, they
for
should
internet,
give you money back for the flight.
They should, at the least, they should do something or whatever. But all right, so that is your news.
Yes. No more complaining. Now it's 3:47 in the afternoon. And I'm going to play one more song. I'm going to come back with our goodbyes and weekend weather and send you on your way. Hopefully you're not waiting for a flight, because we spent a lot of time on that. Anyways, Christopher, take us out.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the continent of Medford.
All right, kids, we'll be right back.
Peace.
course, that was Jefferson Starship with Jane. Oh, I remember Jane.
Yes.
Yeah. She was married to Dick.
Whose is the question?
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 3:51 in the afternoon. The time of the show that we don't like, but, you know, we had fun today. Anyways, I'm going to give you your weekend weather real quick before we say our goodbyes. And right now it's still 81. Well, it's just holding strong at 81, but it's too humid for me. I'm sorry. But tomorrow, which is everyone's, you know, usually day-to-do things, I'd just be careful, that's all. Highs of 83, lows of 67, so mostly cloudy with PM showers. So, you know, get your activities in during the day. But it's going to rain. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it looks like
it's going to rain, so... It might hold out during the day. So, do your activities during the day.
And that's a shot of the radar today.
Yeah.
There's storms. They're going to come and get us and
that's it, man.
Wipe you into the gutter.
You know, we've had so much. We had more rain than I can remember ever in a summer. Ever. My whole life.
When is the last? And this is the first summer I can remember. What you're saying is we're old men. You haven't heard of the drought warning. Every summer by August is a drought warning.
Yes.
And you know, they have big signs out.
I'm getting the emergency thunderstorm alerts on my phone, you know. So so my pick of the weekend is Sunday. Yes. Mostly sunny, pleasant, highs around 81. So
yeah.
That would be my pick of the weekend. So Sunday is my fun day, so relax and do your activities on Sunday. But if you have to go out on Saturday, I would say do it early, because by mid-afternoon, it's going to start being more cloudy, and you're going to get some... We're getting some rain. More rain, I should say.
So if you have tickets for the ball game Saturday night, what are you thinking? They're DJ...
I'm going to say...
DJ meteorologist, probably.
I'm going to say there's going to be delays. There may be a delay at the beginning of the ball game. That's my prediction. Like that rain delay the other night was like, 2.5-3 hours?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Listen, I worked for the Red Sox for years, and I know what they do. They make people stay there for the concessions.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, we're going to call it now. And people stay there because they don't get it. You know, so you're not going to start a game that's supposed to start at 7 and start it at 10. What are you going to do? You know, you're not going to do that. So, but they just, like I said, they try to drain you for the concessions. And so anyways, if you have tickets for the game Saturday, I'm sorry. I'm going to say there's going to be delay at the beginning, maybe even a delay in the middle of the game. So, yuck. All right, anyways, the time of the show, it's 3:54. Wow, in 5 minutes. You want to say your goodbyes, Christopher?
I don't, but I guess I have to.
I know, it stinks.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful summer day today. Keeping cool with the giddy up. As I always say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can, Polly.
Yes, thank you, sir. I want to say thank you, boys and girls, for listening in, as you always do. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here. And I want to say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, and never roll. Right, Chris?
I believe that's the truth.
All right. We're going to
take that to heart.
We're going to take a 166-hour break, because we need it after this show. And, wow. I have to say my apologies to Tom Brady. I know his birthday was yesterday, turning 40. He wanted to come on the show and hang with us, but we ran out of time. Sorry, TB. But happy 40th birthday anyways. He's in the green room. But we'll take you out to for supper. How's that? We'll take you to the Outback. Get some satanic food. All right. Stop it. You guys don't have any idea what's going on in the studio. And I don't either, to be quite honest with you. All right. that's a good look for you, Chris. All right. Anyways, kids, we'll see you next week. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. And we'll see you next week.